We're good.
You never give me a goddamn cue.
Now it's on purpose.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Tom.
God damn it. Hello, people. Welcome to another installment of Girls' Night. Woo!
Ow!
That other voice you're hearing is our special guest, which, as you know, it is now Connor Delahanty. That's not true.
Wait.
Well, I'm sorry. This week, our special guest is Jonas Rowe.
What do you mean?
Is there a problem?
What do you mean, Connor Delahanty?
Yeah, he's our new special guest. He's our Chicago special guest.
You're doing the podcast in Chicago?
Look, I didn't want to tell you, except for I just told you immediately. I didn't even try to. Yeah, I mean, it's a different podcast. It's Girls' Night. It's all one word, so it's kind of different. It's not really our thing. It's me and Connor's thing. You know, it's not the same thing. We can still do this.
Listen, I think my sentiments will be, I can't talk.
That's why I replaced you.
What I wanted to say is fuck you, Tom, and I think everyone agrees with me.
Well, all the emails I've gotten have been positive. People are very happy with Connor's dick size.
I was going to ask if Connor had a big dick.
All of a sudden, the sound is really peaking. I don't know what that means.
Shit.
No, I am in Bloomington for the weekend, and for that reason, I decided to bring on special guest Jonas Schroed.
Hey, thanks for having me, buddy.
Thank you for being on.
Yeah, and thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being on.
Well,
I really
seriously,
appreciate it. Can I say something?
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on.
Can I say something?
No.
Okay.
All right, say it.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, that's Jonas Schroed, everybody. Really quickly, I have to address this. One, I hope you ladies are out there partying. I know that you're dancing right now. We're actually recording on a Saturday night, just to really get the vibe out there. I know that this is emergency mode for you guys. You're like, is it going to come out in time for us to party? It's Saturday. We usually party on Sundays, but I would like to party tonight.
In church?
Yeah, in church. We're going to let this one out a little bit early for you guys, or at least we're going to record it. Who knows when it's going to come out?
But you guys can feel the vibe of us partying.
Oh, let's burn through this shit. God damn it. Another day, another episode of Girls' Night.
You do these daily?
Yeah, every day. Every day, and I decided to release them very sporadically.
I have 500 built up.
I have so many saved up. Frankly, we recorded this episode in 2010. That's why the references are great. Really quickly, I got to address this. I mean, obviously, as you guys have known all this time, this podcast has been intended for women who are partying. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're about.
Can I guess number two?
What's up?
It's been a while since I've been on, but number two is for dog people?
That's changed, sort of.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it is still for dog people.
I get
it.
You
me
go
wrong.
To the big city, all of a sudden,
we have a new demographic because of this new city.
Mm-hmm.
Sewer people have have gotten hold.
Sewer hobos.
Sewer hobos.
Even regular hobos look down on them.
I don't think they like to be called that. They're sewer homelessmen. And
oh, no, that's the name of my new band.
Yeah.
Sewer hobos. Shit, that is a good name for a band. I'm going
to write that
down.
Jonas is writing down that band name. We got sewer people now because someone apparently, while they were listening to the podcast, they were partying so hard that they dropped their iPhone into the sewers while my podcast was playing. And it's caught fire down there. It's really their only form of entertainment. And so I've been getting a lot of emails. They're complaining about dick sizes. It's a whole new, it's the same thing over again. And frankly, I'm frustrated.
What is the average sewer hobo dick size? Do you know? Do you have that data?
I do have that data, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It is somewhere between 4 and 5 inches.
Oh, that's,
yeah, so not bad, right?
What?
I mean terrible. I mean, I would, if I had a dick that was 4 or 5 inches, I would kill myself.
Yeah?
Sure. I guess.
How big is your dick, Tom?
Well, let's take a look at it. Oh!
Hey!
React to my
hunt.
I've never been a guest on Let Me Show Your Dick. Wait, let me see your dick. Let me see that dick.
Show me that dick.
That's a spicy dick.
I like that sexy dick.
I tried to sing that by myself on the last episode.
I heard. I mean, I didn't hear. I have no idea what you're doing.
The sewer people have been emailing me. They want me to...
Sewer hobos.
I'm sorry, the sewer bows. They like to be called Bose. It's
Sue
Bose. It's Hobo Chic. They've been emailing me saying that they want me to talk more about rats.
Giant mutant rats.
They want me to talk more about white people with dreadlocks.
Sure.
And it's just, it's hard, you know? It's hard to fit everything in that the listeners want. But you know what? I'm here to please you, babes.
I was down at the Bishop, and apparently this happens in the Bishop a lot. White people show up with dreadlocks.
Sure, they'll show up with their dreadlocks.
And there was this guy down there, and he had long hair, and he goes, I think I'm going to go get it twisted tomorrow.
Oh,
and
God.
I go, you know, you realize, I didn't know this guy. You realize if you do that, then it'll be like dreadlocks, right? He's like, yeah. I go, but you're a white guy.
Yeah.
And you're going to do that? He's like, yeah. I go, I have to warn you against this.
It'd be great if that was like one of those friends don't let friends drive drunk commercials, but it was like for dreadlocks. Like, I think I'm going to do it. And it's like, don't throw your life away, Jarvin. I don't know why Jarvin is the name I was going to go with.
Do you remember Devin, that time?
Come on, man.
Do you remember that time you almost got in a fight at the Bishop? No, you don't remember because you were
I vaguely remember this.
For the listeners
I remember. I yelled.
Some guy was starting shit with one of our friends.
Yeah, was it one of the bartenders or something?
It may have been one of the bartenders.
I can't remember.
And he was like yelling at him to get out. And Tom goes, guys, don't worry about it. It's just a white guy with dreadlocks. We don't have to worry about it.
I said that to this motherfucker's face.
You said that like 15 times.
I said a lot. I was really... Once I say something I'm proud of when I'm drunk and
you
like,
should have
it's
been
aggressive.
Proud of it. It was great.
I'm not even saying it was a great line. It was just aggressive. And I was like proud that I was like taking a stand.
That's when a pretty drunk, good line though.
You don't think about like the fact that he might have just beat the shit out of me. But
he was a white guy with dreadlocks and a knife.
I was going to ask you, do you have any like... I'm so fucking liberal. I'm very liberal. Uh-huh. But I do have one like... I have that little prejudice in me where just against that group... Where it's like, I believe everybody should have equal rights, but I feel like they should have like one less right.
Mm-hmm.
Like not like a big one, not like they can't get married, but like a
it's
little
like
one.
The right to choose their own style is
sure.
a good place
well,
to
no,
start.
They're allowed to have that. I'm just saying like they should have one less right. Like they're not allowed to like
what
trick
right
or treat.
Do you, okay.
Or like they're not allowed to like turn right on red, like a little one. Just take that away from them.
You can't back into parking spaces.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say they're not allowed near children, but I feel like that's already...
That's a big thing.
A social one. Yeah.
Also, yeah, that's just kind of an understood...
They're not allowed to use Netflix. That's kind of a big one, I guess. No turn right on red is an inconvenience to other people. But then they'll be like, dreadlock guy. White guy with dreadlocks.
How about... They can have Netflix, but they're not allowed to watch Hemlock Grove. So they're not really missing anything, but they know they're being excluded.
What is Hemlock Grove?
It's the shittiest show I've ever seen in my life. So it,
exactly.
It doesn't hurt them that
oh,
they're missing
yeah.
it, but they are being excluded.
Allowed. Yeah, that's what I want is the right where, like, if it was trick-or-treating, they'd be like, well, we weren't going to trick-or-treat. It's like, well, good, because you can't. I'm glad it worked out for
right,
everybody.
Exactly. Just so you know, if you wanted to, you're not allowed to.
Do you have any groups that you feel like, a little bit of a hatred towards, even though you know it's wrong.
I don't feel a hatred.
How great would it have been if you would have just been like, yeah, blacks.
I don't feel a hatred toward any of these groups, but I see we may have to edit this. This is kind of a bit I'm working
so
on.
So excited.
Where I 75% agree with gun rights people.
Okay.
Right, like, you can't get rid of guns. People should be allowed to have them with serious regulations.
Okay.
Okay. So there are gun people.
That's my agreement, but not sure voice. Oh, sure. I'm listening.
And then I equate them, and hear me out, I equate them with transgendered people.
Oh, no. Oh, this
because...
is so great. The truth about Jonas comes out. We're not editing this out. So you hate people
no,
who
I don't,
are different.
No. Where I 100% agree with transgender people. Do whatever you want, whatever makes you happy.
Sure. Yeah.
That's okay by
being
me.
Being transgendered is what makes them happy. Hey, do whatever you like. Just don't not in front of me.
No.
Keep your genitals in your bedroom.
The issue I have with them is that they won't shut the fuck up about
okay.
it. That's how
right.
I'm
that's
equating
fair.
Those two groups.
I don't like it. And
or as Doug Drury said, neither of them will stop talking about their equipment.
Here's the thing. There, I'm sure there are plenty of transgender people.
I
don't
have transgender
that.
Friends who are going to listen to this, so I'm not talking about you.
Here's the thing. There are plenty of people who don't do that, who haven't. And I would make that group larger where I don't like anybody who identifies themselves as one thing. And it's not that it's not like I hate you or anything. I just get bored from talking to somebody who, every time I talk to them, that's what's going to be on the bill. You know what I mean?
I have a lot of gay friends that do that.
Where it's like, that's their whole identity.
Yeah.
And it's like, you gotta be like, yeah, I mean, you don't gotta be anything, but I find people more interesting.
And you can even identify as one thing, but we have to talk about something else at some point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can't just constantly talk about.
I have talked to those people who like try to make it, even like. Like, they'll call you out on stuff where it's like you just say something stupid, like the N-word. My examples are always like black racism because that's the most ridiculous to me. Yeah, exactly. You can't identify yourself as like one thing, and you can't. I mean, you can nitpick. If you're offended by something, be offended by it, please.
Right.
Like, I don't want people out there spouting hate speak like Jonas over here.
Yeah.
But
I agree. I hate myself.
No. But it's when you just open your mind up a little bit. Be open. Be open to everybody.
I have lots of gay friends that are like that. And like during
name
the
dropper.
I know. During the festival, I was sitting with Elton John. No, during the comedy festival, this...
Yeah, what about... You said gay people.
Right. Oh, my God, Tom.
No.
No.
No!
I need to pull up a Rolling Stone from 1975.
Oh, no. Oh, no! What about Benny? Wait a minute!
Are all the Jets queer?
Very upsetting.
But some of my gay friends... There was another gay comic that was on a show, mm-hmm. and he wasn't good. Like, just objectively not good.
Sure.
And...
Doug Drury was on the show.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, no, maybe we have to cut that out.
No, it was someone else.
Okay.
It's not anybody.
I don't mean because that was him. I just mean, look.
No, nobody knows this guy's name because he was around once and then he disappeared and one ever saw him again. And I'm not going to tell you where the body is. You sick
Jonas
fuck.
Is a murderer. Anyways.
Anyway, so like 75% of my gay friends that were the show voted for him to move on. Only because he was gay.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be that insular in any social group.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing where it's like, I just don't want to hear anybody who's like, I only vote for people. That's almost like being racist, where it's like, I would get if they found him funnier because they related to shit that he was talking about more.
That
but if
was
it
not
that
the
wasn't
case.
The case, I think I remember what you're talking about.
Like, we shouldn't have to sit through stupid, bad drag shows simply because they're drag shows.
But some of them are fun.
No, they're not.
You don't
like
them. See, I think they're funny, which I know that's probably not what I'm supposed to be getting out of them.
No, you think they're funny for the same reasons I hate them. You just go a different route with
it. I think they're, like, campy. Like, I think they're... I've gone with... Was that with you? No, it was my... I have a friend who does drag.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to him in a while because, you know, ever since he told me he was gay, it's like, I'm sure I'm not going to talk
right,
to him
I understand.
Anymore. Come on. I have a friend who does drag, mm-hmm. and he would take me to shows, and I thought it was super fun. I don't know why I thought it was funny.
The first few I went to, it was fun, and then it just turns. I don't know. There's
some of it's off-putting. It's like a dude showing off. Like, we get it. You're ripped, man. This isn't a good dance. Dance so that I can dance.
That's not what
I want to dance to them dancing. That's what you're complaining about, right?
Yeah.
You can't dance to it?
No, I can't dance to it.
I don't like anything I can't dance to.
Yeah.
Books, poetry.
Thank God this podcast is out there, ladies.
That's why I put this out there every week, every day. Anyways, I know what you're talking about. That I do kind of agree with that. That got way more real than I expected.
It was fun.
I liked it. Hey.
Great.
Hey, getting honest out here. That's what this podcast is about.
I'm going to let me add that to the list.
Dancing, dog people, sewer hobos, rat people, the rat king. I don't mean to brag, but the rat king listens to this.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, that's a bunch of rats tied together by their tails. Today, I'm in Bloomington, and I hung out with young Jordan Matherlicht and Gabe Kia from Cincinnati all day. And it was very fun. We went to see the movie Gravity, which people are talking about.
Did
Everybody
you like
was
it?
Telling me it was great. I enjoyed it. I did enjoy
it. I need to go see it tomorrow.
Jordan fell asleep immediately.
Well, Jordan has no taste.
Thought it was very boring.
Well, it's because he slept. That's why it was boring.
it's interesting. It is good. There's this one scene that's weird. You know that it's
the
like,
sex
I won't ruin it for you, but there is a 20-minute long sex scene
mm-hmm.
where Sandra Bullock meets an alien.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
And the alien, it's like the camera gets weird and
sure.
like gets all grainy and like
is there that lens flare? Like
yeah.
in the Star Trek.
Yeah,
I
and the
that.
Alien is like, "Hey, I heard you ordered a space pizza, extra sausage."
Sure.
And he just drops his space dick out.
How many space dicks does he have?
He has multiple, and it doesn't look like a human dick. So I didn't even know that aliens called it sausage.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was weird that he knew that. You
sausage
know what I mean?
Seems like something that we developed here on Earth.
Yeah, he was a terrifying space monster, mm-hmm. but he was like, "Oh, like I guess you don't have to leave the tip. I provided my own."
Oh.
I don't even know what that means.
You
like
clearly
it.
Saw that in him. I almost said in a film.
I was putting words together.
Sure. Uh-huh. Yep.
I brought some dipping sauce. I don't know what that means either. I'm just throwing out.
I hope that's ranch in there.
Oh. You know what? Spoiler alert. It was ranch. Just
oh,
so you guys
good.
Don't have to be grossed out
thank
by
God.
Jonas's disgusting thing.
Thank God.
That he just said. No, I did enjoy Gravity. Except for that. That was that one sex scene. It just really went on for a long time. You know what I mean? 20 minutes? Too much.
Yeah, that seems
Sandra
like
Bullock just getting railed. George Clooney watching.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Floating.
In the spacesuit. Through the spacesuit.
Through the spacesuit. It's a real weird fuck scene.
That defies a lot of physics that
I'm going to tell you. I had a moment where I cried during the movie.
Uh-huh.
And
oh,
Jordan was asleep. And Gabe was just being a normal person, like watching it like a human. I started laughing so hard just at the idea of me sitting with three dudes and I'm just bawling my eyes out. So... that's the sort of sensitivity you're going to get on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Friends.
That's what this podcast is about.
It's about sensitivity.
Sensitivity.
About gravity. About sewer people.
Hobos.
Sewer hobos.
God damn it, Tom!
I fucked it up. What's going on in your life, old Joe Nasty? How's your day been?
It hasn't been too bad. I work at a winery here in Indiana, which you may have heard on the third episode. The first episode
sure.
I was on, I did some stand-up.
Yeah,
I
was actually
going to
have you back on. The fans are clamoring to hear your stand-up again.
Okay,
so we'll
yeah,
close
we'll do that again sometime.
With that.
But I work at a winery, and this is like the really busy season for us.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a tourist town. A lot of people come to go to the state park, and the leaves are changing. It's very pretty.
Sure.
Anyway, so I spent most of the day doing retail at a winery in southern Indiana, which is
what you do on a day-to-day
horrible.
Basis. Yeah.
Horrible. I had a guy come into the winery today, and he was telling me about his job, which he's a steel worker.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I was up around Fort Wayne. I'm working at a lake. I'm working on a dam, the thing that holds back water.
He had to explain to you what a dam was.
I don't know if he like thought I wasn't sure what a dam
Maybe
was.
Maybe he thought you were stupid.
Or if he had just like learned what a dam was.
I kind of
and
like,
he wanted to show off.
That's pretty great. A dam. It holds back water.
Yeah.
Maybe you've heard of them. I love that he did that without any understanding of who you were, and he's telling this story to his friend Sally. Yeah, I'm at the winery today. I got to explain to this guy what a dam is. For you guys who don't know in the crowd, holds back water.
He like reaches across the bar and like grabs my shoulder. It holds back water, buddy. I go, thank you.
He pats you on the face. Yeah. It holds back water, buddy.
So that's the kind of shit I dealt with. You know how like if someone finds out that you're a comic, they're like, oh, let me tell you a joke.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So
all the time.
I feel like that happens in every profession where like at the winery, people constantly come and go, oh, let me tell you about my grandfather's wine he used to make.
Mm-hmm.
Without fail, every fucking person that comes in is like, oh,
yeah.
This tastes just like my pappy's wine that he made off vines that were on the side of the highway.
That's pretty great.
Everybody is an amateur everything. That's what I've decided to do.
Oh, sure. Anytime you do something that's not like a job you had to go to college for,
mm-hmm.
people think like, oh, I could definitely do that.
Yeah.
Like, I think I talked about how I saw a trainer on the last podcast, and like he said the grossest things. He was like, He literally said the term curls for the girls. I think I
told you that. Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, it was gross. But then he goes, yeah, I got 5 minutes when he asked what I do. And I said, I'm a fuck machine.
Did you really?
No.
Please, please do.
From now on, I'm going to tell people, oh, my day job? Fuck machine. Just, it's not even enjoyable. More of a mechanical thing.
It's just very lots painful. Of thrusting.
It's very, I get calluses like you wouldn't believe.
Oh.
Well, we're going to edit that part out. And,
nope.
if we're going to leave in Jonas's hatred. No, I'm just kidding. Kitties. Meow. Anything else? Anything else today?
Just dealing with the just public, with man. The public.
I thought of a joke that somebody had told. Oh, you know what it is? People do that thing where they will be like, oh, I got a joke for you. But a lot of times it's like coworkers who are like, I bet you talk about us nonstop.
Yeah,
like,
that's what people at the winery say. My coworkers. I do talk about customers on stage a lot.
That's what people think, which I don't even fault them. Like, maybe they're right. Sometimes I do talk about them.
At least they understand that your comedy comes from your life experiences.
Yeah, but
and you're not
more,
just going up there doing street
jokes.
It's
more that some of them think that
they're
it's
so important.
Their life experience right. that I'm going to talk about. Like, they'll tell me a story and they'd be like, that's something for you to use. And I'm like, I don't know why if you've never seen me do stand-up, why would this be a thing?
Yeah.
Having said that, my new closer is about Shirley's.
Shirley's cousin.
Abortion.
Who went to
that's her story. That's her funny story she tells everybody.
And it was going to be autistic anyway.
Oh,
so
no! I just had to film this to reaction.
Oh, no.
Oh, Joe Nasty stepping up the game.
And bam!
Oh,
someone had to take your spot. You guys left town.
I love it. I wish that I don't actually wish this, but if we had sound effects like a radio station. Like,
oh, I can put sound
Jonas
effects.
Jonas and the bully. Me and Murphy were talking about it. It'd be funny because we were listening to the radio on the way here because the car that I have, I don't have like an iPod jack.
Mm-hmm.
So we just listen to the radio now, which I love doing because you have to listen to all the bullshit that's on it and bad songs.
Right.
But there was a station ID that literally went on for like a minute, and I thought it'd be funny if there was a station that only played station ID.
That's all they did.
So all day it's like 98.7, Junior's and the boys.
98.7.
Yeah. You can win free tickets on 98.7.com.
2 for Tuesday. 2 for Tuesday.
2 for Tuesday. And then tune in. But it's that you never hear the shows that they're talking about.
Right.
I would love that.
That's great.
I actually, because I have been doing that where I just listen to the radio and I hear songs I don't plan to listen to. I revisited Lou Bega and his smash hit Mambo Number 5.
Yeah.
And I forgot because that song came out when I was in like fifth grade. I didn't notice how shitty the lyrics, like it's mean. Some of the lyrics are mean. He sings like four girls' names. He's like Angela, Victoria, I don't remember the names. Tina. And then he says, you're going to look it up?
Yeah, sure am.
After he says those four names, he goes, and as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. And it's like, if they ever heard that song, that might hurt their feelings. What about Angela? She's the first name he listed. You know what I mean? Like,
did you know there was a
motherfucker. Jonas is Wikipediaing while I'm talking.
There was a Radio Disney edit where all the women's names were replaced with names of Disney characters. In order, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse.
I did know that. I watched that.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that. I was a Disney kid.
Why are the lyrics not on A Little Bit of Monica in My Life?
See, a little bit of Sandra and the Sun. Sandra gets the Sun. How sweet is she? You don't even give Angela anything. Angela gets nothing.
Angela's not even...
She's listed.
Where?
In the first four names he's got.
Monica, Erica, Rita, Tina, Sandra, Mary, Jessica. All right, we're going to quiz
you. I swear there's one.
Monica is what? A little bit of Monica.
Monica is all I need.
In my life.
Oh.
A little bit of Erica.
By my side.
By my side.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of Rita.
In the sun
is all I need.
Oh, is all
a
I
little
need.
Bit of Tina is what,
all I see.
What I see, yep. A little bit of Sandra
in the sun.
In the sun.
A little bit of
Mary
all night long.
Yeah, a little
How
bit of
Jessica.
How
does he have this much time?
Here I am. Jessica doesn't get it. A
and
little
then
bit
the
of
last,
Jessica.
The
Here
next line is the one that a little bit of me makes, or a little bit of you makes me your man.
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
He's a prostitute. That's what this is.
He's
a gigolo. He's a gigolo.
Are you not offended by this line? This, as we continue, you know they're getting tweeted. What if I said, I have guests on my podcast. Jonas, Connor, Doug, and Phil. And as I continue.
Oh, you're right. There is Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita.
I told you, you motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
What if I had said that and I said, as I continue, you know they're getting funnier. And I named you first.
Yeah, it would be.
You'd be offended, right?
It would be offensive.
He also says something down there that's like, I know you want it or something like that.
This isn't like one of Rolling Stone's 500 best songs. You know that,
is
right?
Is it?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not a great song.
No.
But it's a staple of my youth.
Why?
It's a pop culture phenomenon.
All right.
You knew it.
Yeah.
Look,
most of
this
my
podcast is brought to you by the dogs from Who Let the Dogs Out. They know who let the dogs out, and they're not telling you.
They just wanted
maybe you let the dogs out every once in a while. maybe you'll have a song made about you. Who gives a shit? And Rat Kings, the Rat Kings of comedy. Oh man, yeah. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that Lubega thing.
Yeah, it's offensive. I think this guy's a gigolo. That's what it is.
I don't get it. Either.
A little bit
he's
of you.
He's
not
like a heavy set dude. He wasn't. Was he attractive?
Well, I think he's singing in character, in the character of
Lou Bega,
some sort of Latino,
something. What else do I want to talk to you about? I also heard. This is the worst bit that I think I've ever done, which is we on the drive here, me and Murphy, heard Eric Clapton's song Cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's all right, he's all right, meh, meh, meh. Cocaine. Well, as you know, Eric Clapton has a famous song about his child dying.
What?
Yeah. It's famous. Tears in Heaven.
Okay.
And I thought it'd be funny if
that's his, about his kid dying.
Yeah. Did you not know that?
No, I
you
knew
that. You just, son of a bitch. I like that you played along. I thought it'd be funny. And listen, guys. You know what? I kind of want to do this bit in a different way where I don't have to take credit for it.
Nope, too late.
That would be funny if his producer was like, Eric, that song about your dead kid is really good. Like, people love it. Maybe you should rewrite your other songs and introduce this idea. So, and also, can you make it more fun?
Like
we need some slow dance hits. So he rewrites Cocaine to be like, it's all right, she's all right, it's okay, dead kid. I don't know if this will resonate with anyone as funny. It might just be weird, but that's okay.
It's like people do with Christmas songs. They re-record their old songs.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Like in the context of Christmas. He does the same thing with just dead
re-recording.
Children.
Oh, God.
And my darling, you look like a dead kid.
Oh,
I don't know.
No.
We'd have to work on that one.
That's no good. You look wonderful tonight. Let's make a new kid to replace our dead one. This is terrible. Look, if any of our listeners
are
Eric Clapton's dead kids, I apologize for what turn this has taken.
Or the babysitter that left the window open. You probably feel pretty guilty, too.
Yeah. Is that what happened?
I think so.
Now I feel bad. The
babysitter left the window.
I have a weird, like, I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about death lately in a fun way, huh?
Yeah.
I just was thinking about, like, because I talked on the last one about how I want to be buried. How do you want to be buried, by the way?
Cremated.
What's your funeral plan? I
want to be cremated, man.
Cremated?
Yep.
Set aflame?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a Doug Dreary death.
I just want...
Doug Dreary's a glow.
I know everybody says this. I just want like a wake. I don't want a service or anything. Mm-hmm. It's like a wake. No one gets up and talks or anything like that. Just show up and have a... There's going to be a band. It's going to
be
great.
I like that. It's so weird to me that it's like... something that we, as people who go to funerals, we've got to like dress a certain way. Like, well, John's dead. Better buy some black stuff. Like, I want to look hot for this funeral.
Yeah.
Black is slimming.
One of my friends that I worked at Boy Scout camp with, he was an older guy, but he died. He's probably 90. And I talked to one of my other friends we worked with, and I'm like, are you going to go to the funeral? He's like, no, I don't like funerals.
See, I think that's like, selfish.
Who doesn't?
And that was Josh Cox.
Yeah. Who fucking likes funerals? That's not an excuse.
Nobody likes funerals. You go for the people, like for the people who are there, like the family and shit like that.
I just went so people would recognize me and say, oh man, you look really good. You look like you've lost weight. I like that jacket.
I mean, I don't know. Nobody's comfortable at a funeral.
No.
Right? I was thinking a lot about, I think that I take them in, it's hard for me to like process them right, I guess. Because my first funeral that I went to was so like, I felt like it was like an outer body experience. It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because
was it your funeral? Is that
yes,
why?
Yes, that's why it was an outer body experience. It was just weird to me because, all right, for my grandfather's funeral, my mom made me make a slideshow along with a playlist, like because she thought it would be like a nice thing to do for the family. And but as like an 11 or 12 year old or whatever I was, it was weird for me to have to make like a mix CD for my grandpa's funeral. Yeah, but I had to make like a mix. I had to choose songs.
Did you put
stuff.
Tears in Heaven on there?
I did put Tears in Heaven on there. Of
course.
The funny thing is, my mom
and Green Day's Time of Our Life, whatever that song's really called.
Here's the thing: I put that on there, and my mom vetoed it. And I had 100 years from Five for Fighting on there,
uh-huh.
And she took out the song that I wanted and played that song twice, back to back, as if people aren't gonna notice.
Right?
It was pretty funny. There's a weird moment where. There's a weird moment when you make a playlist for a funeral, because every time you make a playlist, when you make it, you're like, oh man, I bet people are going to fucking love this song. So people are crying and part of you is like, God, I fucking nailed this playlist. God, this playlist is so good. Me and my friend Alex were talking about, like, I wanted that playlist to be so good. Like, people, like, I always think it's funny if people are dancing to it. If I made a funeral playlist so good that somebody stops their mourning for a second and is like, God, this is a fucking great song. Like, they Shazam
Who's
it.
Who's the DJ at this funeral?
They take a break to Shazam. I love that idea. I also, at that same funeral, like, I had a weird, I just got a haircut, and that's part of what made me think of this. Because whenever you get a haircut in a new place, part of you has this, like, I don't know if you have this, but I have this weird fear that, like, it's going to be the worst haircut ever. And it made me think of the worst haircut I ever got. And it was my mom made me get a haircut to go to my grandpa's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady shaved my head. And my mom was infuriated. It was the worst haircut because I had a fat head, too. I was like a big, heavy kid, and my head was too big. And this lady shaved my fucking head. Like, not bald, but like buzz cut.
Right.
I honestly think that haircut is why people were crying at that funeral. Like, it was the most upsetting. People were like, God, that's a bad haircut. And there's a dead grandpa in the room. And
he would be so
haircut.
Pissed off.
There's a dead grandpa in that room. And that haircut's upsetting everybody.
That's funny.
What was I going to ask you? Have you ever gotten a haircut where you're just like, God damn it?
At Boy Scout camp, we would give each other haircuts, like buzz each other's hair, because we were out there all summer.
Yeah, yeah.
As staff members.
Sure.
And one time, my friend Chris was cutting everyone's hair, and he left like a patch in the back
mm-hmm.
of everyone's hair, because it was like long.
Yeah.
And then he'd buzz it, and he'd leave like a 1-inch by 1-inch patch in the back that was just long. And looked horrible. And he'd let him walk around a day with it. And then he'd go, all right, we have to fix
that's
this.
Great.
After a day of everyone laughing.
You fixed a haircut of mine. Or you pointed out one that was like
yeah.
that. Where I won't say the person, but this lady about town cut my hair. Literally left like one side of my head uncut.
And she was
drunk. She was probably drunk. And I had to go back and get it fixed. One whole side. I was thinking about this. I hate like the small talk. When you get a haircut, that's my number one thing is I just want to shut up and mm-hmm. like, I would love if I could take a nap during a haircut. You ever think like maybe robots could cut hair?
I guess. I don't know.
Do they do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, probably.
I would love if a robot could cut hair, except for... I was talking to a friend about this idea. Like, I thought I would... I was like, it'd be great if robots could cut hair. And he's like, yeah, but there could be some, like, bad parts to it. I was like, yeah.
It would just have to be razors. You couldn't use scissors.
Well, that's what he brought up, and I hadn't even thought of the dangers of it. I thought, like, maybe they'd be bad at small talk. Like, they'd be broken.
That's the problem with them?
That wasn't even, like, on my radar of issues. Like, oh, maybe it would be dangerous. They might stab you in the head on accident. I was like, oh, maybe it's, like... They don't really know how to treat you as a person. Like, their hands aren't very comfortable on your head. They don't know what conditioner you use.
When they shampoo your head, it's too rough.
Yeah, exactly. I hadn't even thought of, like, the actual...
The fact that they could stab you with scissors or, like, buzz off your nose or whatever.
I had not thought of that. Yeah. I realized before I said ask the haircut thing, because I was talking about grandpa's funeral, I was going to ask you, like, hey, any zany stuff happen at your grandpa's funeral? You know what? It's time to play a quick game. You know how we have the song for Is Your Dad Dead? We haven't done that since the third episode, I don't think.
Sure.
Oh, I love that you knew where I was going. So let's go for it. You ready?
Wait, let's do it in a...
Is your dad alive? Mine is not. He died at 59 from a blood clot. My dad's dead. Listen to me sing. He died very young from a blood thing. Grandpa edition. As we've discussed, you've already played Is My Dad Dead?
Yeah, sure.
But how about your grandpa?
Yeah. He died in February. Thanks for bringing it up.
No, is he alive?
Oh, is he alive? No, he died in February. Thanks for bringing it up.
Oh, well. Womp, womp, womp. You lost. I'm sorry. I didn't have a real direction to go there. I just thought it was funny that my first instinct was like, hey, I thought some stuff about my grandpa's funeral was funny. You probably got some zany stories. Probably not, though.
It was pretty boring.
Oh, I'm just so bored.
I didn't cry when either of my... Well, I had my... paternal grandpa died before I was born.
Yeah.
But when my other three grandparents died, I didn't cry at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing? Zero?
Nothing. But I cried three times at Toy Story 3.
See, I don't fault people for that, though. Uh-huh. Because, like, I had the same sort of deal where it's like whenever something terrible happens, my instinct is to laugh. Like, I don't think of... it's hard for me to process it. I eventually cry most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But with movies, they're trying to make you cry.
That's true.
It's like they're playing with your emotions on purpose, and there's not music to make you cry when your, like, father dies.
That's
or
true.
Whatever. You got to play that music yourself, and then you feel stupid.
Right.
You got to play your Cat in the Cradle.
But I've had, like, friends that have died and I bawled my fucking eyes out.
Sure, yeah, that's...
But grandparents, nothing.
Nah.
I don't know.
There's something about a grandparent dying where it's like, I mean, they were gonna die.
That's what grandparents are for.
Yeah, that's what they're for.
Hard candy when you're a kid and then eventual
and
death
your
in your 20s.
First lesson of human death. Oh, no. I wish that I had, like, some resolution to that.
No, there's no resolution.
There's no resolution. People just die.
There's no ultimate justice, Tom.
But you know what? The best we could probably do is to be grandpas who die. If I could make it to being a grandpa who died, I'd probably be like, hey, this is pretty cool. You know what? This is the weirdest thing to jump to, but I just remembered it. We have another sponsor for this week.
Oh, yeah?
That has nothing to do with what we were just talking about.
That's fine. They're sponsors. They just pop in.
Because I didn't have... You know what it is? I just, like... I don't know how to process that sort of shit. Like, I feel bad that the person is gone, but I... Like, even when I die, I don't want people to be, like... I mean, I want them to be bummed out a little bit. In fact, I'm probably going to fake my death soon. Like, right before think I'm going to die.
You're going to Huck Finn it. Tom Sawyer. Tom Sawyer.
I think Tom Sawyer. Right before I think I'm going to die, I'm going to fake it so that then I can watch it, and then I'll come out and die in front of everybody. So they can be like, oh, he's still here. That's stupid. No, we do have a new sponsor this weekend. It's a game show that our very own special guest, Jonas Schrode, is... A part of. And basically, it's a dating game show. And it is, if you want to date the contestant, who every week it's me, the only, the way you play the game is, it's called Show Jonas Yo Pussy. That's the only thing you have to do.
If, listen, Jonas, if you want to date my friend Tom,
you have to
show Jonas
Yo Pussy. Yo Pussy. I never thought that I would remember that. On this is something we thought of so long.
Just drunk one night. I don't even remember,
you know,
how
it
happened.
That wasn't even the premise. It was just fun to say, you got to show Jonas Yo Pussy. Because as we've discussed, Jonas is gay. And it's funny to me if two people are put in this situation that they don't want to be in.
I don't want
to
see that.
These are the rules.
I don't want to show it to you.
These are the rules. It's okay because Jonas doesn't even enjoy it.
Right.
Well, did you have anything you want to wrap up with there, old nasty?
No.
You got any plugs? Any plurgs?
No, man. I'm just trying to live one day at a time.
Live one day
at
a time.
Don't worry about tomorrow. God's already there.
With arms wide open, God's sitting in a big old chair. That was, I don't have a follow-up for that.
I hope not. That wasn't very good.
I didn't write
good.
That whole song. That wasn't good? I liked
it. That was
it.
Great. That was great. You sound just like Scott Stapp.
That's his name. Really quickly, as we always wrap up, and also I will be in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Can I do a guest set?
I don't have that sort of power. Thanksgiving weekend at the very great Skyline Comedy Cafe. Very excited about that. I'm doing a bunch of shit around Chicago, so come say hi. And there's more stuff. It's on my website, comedybrady.com.
Is that what it is?
Website name. Yeah, I made it that because my account for GoDaddy shut down. Like, it expired, and it's only $1 if you make a new one. So I just am making a new website every year. Very, very ticky-tacky.
What is this color block on the side?
You can change the colors on my website. You
Why?
Have the power to do that. Because it's a fucking Tumblr. Speaking of which, you should check out the podcast website, hotornot.com.
That's and a good picture of you.
Email us at... God damn it, get off the internet, Jonas. Email us at girlsnightbrady@gmail.com. I do have one Amazon thing that I'd like to point out. I'm not even going to read somebody else's review. I decided to look up reviews for paper towels because it was funny to me that those exist. Like, people are fucking getting online and reviewing paper towels. That's how much fucking time you have. So I read some and I decided to go straight for the 1 stars because that's where I love to live. And I found that people were just bitching about the quality of the paper towel.
Mm-hmm.
But the brand of paper towel, which is Bounty, responded to every 1-star review to try to fix it.
Right.
So I decided to write a 1-star review where I just wrote, terrible product. And then it says, you can't use this on your butt. It's scratchy and irritating. It's very painful. Great for spills and cleaning up, though. That's it. I'm just waiting for a response. You know what? Do you have any closing words? You have anything you want to tell our sewer hobos?
Sewer hobos, I love you.
Sure.
Watch out for the alligators. Is that in Chicago? That's in New York.
Yeah, but they could still spread.
I'm sure there's still Chicago alligators.
Yeah. There's probably some.
So, no, I don't have any closing words.
All right. Well, ladies and sewer hobos, you have a wonderful girls' night. Thanks for listening.
Ow!